Good afternoon. Senator Hobbins, Representative Hanks, members of the committee. My name is John Ferland. I'm Vice President of Project Development for the Ocean Renewable Power Company. And I gotta change gears on you. I need to talk about tidal energy in the state of Maine. The Eastport Lubeck area is the best place on the east coast of the United States to harness the energy of the tides and generate electricity. And by definition, that makes it one of the top half a dozen spots in the world to do this. That's why we have a project in Eastport, Maine. The state of Maine works around the water very, very well. It's the skills that have been embedded in a long history of commercial fishing, boat building, shipping, and the support industries that have worked around harbors in this state for hundreds of years. The Eastport area has those skills and trades and expertise in spades, and we're making use of that. A lot of what I have to say, which will be brief, builds off the excellent comments of Senator Ray earlier this afternoon, and I'll try not to be duplicative. Last week, we had a celebration in Eastport. We launched our test vessel, the Energy Tide 2, to which we have attached a commercial design underwater generating system that will be in the water this spring and into the summer, conducting a series of demonstration of the overall performance, technology, power electronics, and the collection of environmental data that's going to help us with permitting for our next step in our milestone towards a commercial project. Almost 200 people were there. It was a great outpouring of support, multiple levels, about what this means, not only to the Eastport Lubeck area, but to the state of Maine. They have seen the job creation, not only locally, but in 8 counties through the state of Maine. Over 80 jobs have been retained or created out of our 2 years worth of project activities out of Eastport in 8 Maine counties. We spent over $5 million in the state of Maine in pursuing this. And the people understand how important it is to be generating a domestic source of clean, renewable energy that's predictable and that provides work for local Mainers. I'll tell you where we are in our process. Our turbine is in the water as we speak, and I'm hoping that at the work session I'll be able to report to you that we've in fact generated electricity during this demonstration. We're going to leap from this demonstration into the FERC permitting process under their pilot project process, which matches up with the general permit through the Maine DEP that this legislature approved in the previous session of this legislature. And we hope to have our first grid-connected underwater generation system in approximately a year. And we'll spend the next several years doing a methodical build-out. The pilot project process allows you up to 5 megawatts of installation. We're proposing it be done over an 8-year period. And that 8-year period will allow us to improve the technology, connect to the grid, and determine if we truly have a long-term commercial opportunity. And if we do, and we think we do, we think there's going to be 100 megawatts of opportunity in that general Eastport Lubeck area. And that represents about 10 years of build-out for 100 megawatts. That would power about 35,000 households for all of Downeast Maine. Most of the energy in tidal energy is in the Downeast area. But there's a statewide opportunity here. It's just not the utility scale that you see up in Eastport. There's going to be more distributed generation opportunities with communities, islands, industrial facilities, projects much like what the town of Wiscasset is now pursuing. LD18 gets tidal energy correctly. There's a lot of terrific work done by the co-chairs, the state staff, and all the various representatives on the committee who understand the immediate value to the state economy of tidal energy development and its near-term commercial potential, and the fact that the lessons of tidal are going to help implement offshore wind by maturing a regulatory process that's still in its pioneering stage, by creating job skills and creating that service company component that's going to support ocean energy in general. So LD 1810 does several things that are important for our industry. It recognizes tidal as a compelling opportunity for the state of Maine. In terms of those aspects of the bill, that if you were going to start taking things away or delaying things, what is really critical? We need the submerged lands policy that's defined in there to be passed. That is the next step that we need to move to in our permitting process. There's been so much regulatory innovation within the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission and the Maine Department of Environmental Protection. In fact, Maine is the most innovative state around ocean energy in the United States today, and they began with tidal. And it would be a shame to hold up that process because we lack a submerged lands policy for this general permit provision that has already been put into law. So we'd like to see that occur. We'd also like to see a continuation of that RFP process to bring ocean wind to the market. We'd like to compete for that. There's a piece I didn't read that I was looking for, and I just might be an oversight, and this would be something to pick up on in the workshop. But in the report, one of the things that's mentioned as a key impediment to ocean energy development is the non-alignment of the federal and the state regulatory system. And in fact, Governor Baldacci sent a letter to President Obama stating that and noting how important resolution of this issue is to the state of Maine. And I think part of what needs to happen moving forward is there's going to be some place in the executive structure of the state government who has the responsibility for following through on that, whose job it is to report back to you a year from now about what's been done to align the federal and state systems and is Maine's interests being dealt with at the national level. We think that's very, very important. I want to close with this. We have a number of young people working for us, for our contractors, or they're part of the university system and they're PhD students and they're helping to design the next generation of turbines. They're contractors who have degrees in mechanical engineering, electrical engineering, and they're designing deployment and retrieval systems and data acquisition systems, and they're working for our environmental contractor, and they're out in the water with sophisticated instrumentation, understanding hydroacoustic technology under the water and impacts on fish population. These are people 25, 26, 27 years old. Their first professional experience is in renewable energy, ocean energy, tidal energy. And they don't know any different. This is what the world looks like to them. It's not new. It's not alternative. It's happening. It's real. It's now. And they've got a 40-year career ahead of them to bring economic development benefits to the state of Maine. And it's going to be that core group who's going to implement the legislation that you folks are faced with. It's an inspiring story to me, and I hope we can make good on that generation of young Mainers. Thank you. And I'll answer any questions.
I appreciate that you remind the committee that in addition to the higher profile offshore wind, we're also looking at tidal resources, and they're covered in this legislation. You didn't have any section on debt support. Is that an issue?
I'm not interested in talking about debt support today, Mr. Hank.
Sounds good. Are there any questions for Mr. Perlin? And I thank you.
Thank you.